Statistical dependency. Examples with dependent events. Let's revisit again the example with two coin tosses. But this time, the two coins are not identical. One coin is fair, with 50-50 chance of head and tail. The other coin is bent. It has 75% probability of a head and only 25% probability of a tail. And importantly, you do not know which coin is which.
The first coin toss. When we toss the first coin, it happens really in two steps. First, we draw one coin at random. We do not know whether it's the bent one or the fair one. Then we toss the coin. And the question here now is, what is the probability of getting a head? And there are in fact two scenarios where we get the head. Scenario one is bent, giving a head. And the second one is a fair coin, giving a head. Now the probability of the bent coin is 50%. You draw one out of two coins purely at random. The probability of getting a fair coin is also 50%. But the probability of getting a head depends on whether you got the bent coin or the fair coin. If you got the fair coin, the normal coin, it is 50%. However, if you got the bent coin, the probability of a head is 75%. So now, the first case here, we get two events. First, we get the event of a bent coin. Then we get the event of a head. Looking at the probabilities, we are considering the probability of the bent coin. And now, since we now assume that we got the bent coin, we are considering the conditional probability of head given that the coin was bent. Now there is a general result which says that we can multiply those together to get the probability of having a bent coin and a head. Looking at the second one, it is similar. Now we have a fair coin and a head. The probability of a fair coin, 50%, is an interesting quantity, and the other interesting quantity is the probability of getting a head given that the coin was fair. And now these numbers are exactly the ones we just discussed. The probability of a bent coin, the probability of a head given a bent coin, the probability of a fair coin, and the probability of a head given a fair coin. We can multiply these two together to get the probability of a fair coin and a head. Now, if we add these two quantities together, the probability of head and bent and the probability of head and fair, taking the union of those two events, we get the probability of a head combined with either a bent coin or a fair coin. That is the probability of getting a head. So, working out the numbers now. This was 50%. This was 50%. This was 75%. And this was 50%. Multiplying together, we get 25% when we multiply 50 and 50. we get 37.5% when we multiply 50% by 75. Now, let's consider the probability of getting two heads. Two heads means the joint event H1 and H2 occurring together. So what is the probability, the joint probability of these two events? You can do this two ways. The hard way would continue along the path of the previous slide, using the formula that the joint probability is the conditional probability of H2 given H1 multiplied by the probability of H1. But both of these probabilities will have to be calculated using conditional probabilities given a bent coin and given a fair coin. And it turns out it's not very difficult, but it is unnecessarily tedious. There is a much easier approach. We do not really have to consider which coin is thrown first. What we do is we throw a bent coin and a fair coin, and it does not matter which coin is the first one and which is the second. So we have two probabilities here. The probability of the bent coin turning out head is 75%, and the probability of the fair coin turning out head is 0.5%. And these two events are independent events, so we can use the simple rule: the joint probability of H1 and H2 is exactly the same as the joint probability of the bent coin turning out head and the fair coin turning out head. Because these two events are independent, we can just multiply and we come up with 37.5% probability. Now, let's turn to the second coin toss. Now, the problem is symmetric in the sense that the two coin tosses are the same. So the probability of H2 is the same as that of H1. But what about the conditional probability? What if we know whether H1 occurred? What is the conditional probability of H2 given H1? To answer that question, we need to turn the rule around that we used for the first coin toss. We know that the joint probability is the conditional probability multiplied by the probability that the condition is true. So, now we can obviously divide with P of H1 on both sides. So that gives us an expression for the conditional probability that we want. It's a joint probability divided by the probability of H1. Now, we have found both of these two numbers before. Let's have a look. We found 62.5% for probability of head in the first coin toss. So we get 62.5% under the line. And the joint probability of PH1 and the probability of H1 and H2 together was 37.5%. So that gives us 37.5%. And if you do the division, this will turn out to be 60%. So that's the conditional probability of H2 given H1. So This identity here is a very important one to remember. And turning it around in very various ways will help you solve many problems in probability theory. This is also the basis to derive the famous Bayes' rule, which we will return to in the next video. To summarize, we have the conditional probability written PA pipe B, the probability of A assuming that B is true or that B happened. We say that events are independent if the conditional probability given B is the same as the conditional probability given not B. And conversely, if those two conditional probabilities are not equal, then the events are dependent. We should also be familiar with a joint probability, the probability that two events happen together. And the very important identity to calculate a joint probability, namely P of A given B multiplied by P of B. Now, of course, if the events are independent, this conditional probability is just PA. So in the case of independent events, this degenerates to the rule that we already knew, multiplying P of A and P of B. But when the events are dependent, you need to replace one of the two factors with a conditional probability. That's it for now. Thank you.